Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, what do you think of what Bobby Marks just had to say? Let's play it again so everybody can really, like, we want you to let this soak in. Bobby Marks, ESPN, Kuminga controls the Warriors offseason.
It all depends on Kuminga. It really comes down to he basically controls free agency in Golden State, because if they sign him to a contract and bring him back, then that's really it as far as what they can do in the offseason.
Okay, so, I've been on the side of the fence in sort of a larger view of I would still like Jonathan to be on the team next year. I really would. I don't know who it is you're getting in return. There's the whole, like, you only get 50% on the dollar. So I'm not saying I couldn't be convinced otherwise. I don't want to put a death grip on the idea of him still being on the team next year, but I like Jonathan Kuminga. I'd like to see if they could figure something out and have him still be a part of the Warriors. But how does that make everyone feel? Because as we know, a lot of Warrior fans are like, oh my God, Jonathan Kuminga. Gotta have him. That's the future. He's the next guy. How do you feel about the offseason if they bring him back and they're like, there's our fancy move?
Yeah, disappointed.
That's it.
Disappointed is the answer.
Is that right?
That is how I feel.
Okay.
Because I like Jonathan Kuminga.
That's a good word.
I've been a fan of his all the way through, and I would love to see what Steve Kerr could do and company with an actual training camp with Jimmy, Steph, Draymond and Jonathan Kuminga all on the team, and you still have Pods and Quentin and Moses, and you still have some players, I think, that can make you a team with some depth, question mark. You're not going to be OKC, certainly, but Kuminga can definitely help and fit. But if that is the only move you're going to be able to make, that'd be disappointing, because you need a backup point guard, you need more size, and you need length, and that would not be accomplished by this move.
What do y'all think? Okay, if it's Jonathan Kuminga and then the Warriors send white smoke out of the top of Chase Center and then they come to a press conference, here's our guy. This is our move this offseason. His name is Jonathan Kuminga. How does that feel to everybody? 888-957-9570. How about Steve in Mountain View? Hi, Steve. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks. I love J.K., but I love Wiggins more, and I'd love to get Wiggins, two-way Wiggs, back on this team instead of J.K.
Two-way Wiggs back to the obviously, it goes a little bit deeper than that, but, I mean, fair enough, Steve. I don't know how they do it, but You can make the case. Thank you, Steve. You can make the case that it is a better fit. That's the word that everyone has always used when they're talking about Jonathan Kuminga. Although I don't even know that, because Andrew Wiggins is kind of not a great three-point shooter and best with the ball in his hands also.
Right, and if you wanted to bring back two-way Wiggs, you would cost you Kuminga on a sign-and-trade and another player, because I'm just looking, Wiggins is making 28.2. Unless you want to trade a $28 million player, Draymond Green makes about that, you would have to find a way to aggregate salaries to be able to even get Andrew Wiggins to come back here.
I would argue, unless it's Draymond Green, it would cost you Jonathan Kuminga and two more players.
Or Moses Moody, if it was a sign and trade, right? Because Moody's making 11.
But you're forgetting the 50% on the dollar thing.
Right, and Miami is not going to want him for 30.
No.
On the books.
Or 50, or any of those things.
Right, so if he gets 25, that's 12.5, plus the 11 for Moody, yeah, you'd probably have to throw in another $5 million worth, so that's not happening. I just think that it comes down to either if you sign and trade Kuminga, you're probably getting one player back who makes about what Anthony Melton made last year, which was $12 million. And after that, you would have maybe a couple of vet mins you could do, and that's going
to
do it.
But maybe $12 million is different than what we're used to. You know, if we're to listen to what everyone's telling us about how salaries are going to start coming down and guys are going to need to take less and all of those things, might be kind of the way that Draymond Green played his free agency a couple of years ago, where it's like, yeah, that average annual may not be what I could get or what I was making, but we space it out over 4 years, and you're talking about, because these are guaranteed contracts. In other words, does the $20 million per year player, instead of saying I want $20 million a year or 40 over two, I'll take 65 over four, right? And you go, oh, that's a lot. That's a lot less. You know, that's whatever that is, 16 point something or whatever per year. But they're like, yeah, but it's $65 million guaranteed. And I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of complexities behind this that, again, bore every NBA fan to tears. But the same message is coming from every single league insider, which is that either no one has any money to spend or the teams that do don't want to spend it. And the free agent class is bad. So I don't know. Maybe we got to start looking at this through a completely different lens.
For sure, especially when it comes to Kuminga, because his market is already depressed by the fact that he had DNPs, and there's only one team, as Bobby Marks would let us know. Only Brooklyn has really big cap room to spend. And if they don't want to give Kuminga 25 or 30 million a year, and there's no indication that they do, especially if they're bidding against themselves, if they're bidding against the idea of a sign and trade, why would Brooklyn go out of their way to make a humongous offer for Kuminga that the Warriors wouldn't match?
Yeah, it sounds like they won't.
Right.
It sounds like they won't.
So that, automatically depresses Kuminga's market, because there's only one team with more than $25 million in cap space. And interesting that Bobby said next year, not this offseason, but next offseason, there's going to be about 16 teams with cap space. So for Kuminga, this is really just a stroke of bad luck that, A, he got DNPs, and B, there are no teams with money just this year.
Yep.
And he talked about a traffic jam where all these teams are kind of locked in this area of either wanting to get out of the second apron or trying to avoid the second apron, and there's not a lot of money to be spent and not a lot of players to spend it on. And here's a 22-year-old former lottery pick, budding star, ?
Well,
who's thinking, man, can I just get $420 from somebody, please?
You know what I think is kind of fun, or where my mind goes when we talk about all this, is kind of the theme that we sort of started the show with. Of sort of like, do you watch sports through the lens of expectation or hope? And I am pushing all of my chips for the Warriors offseason onto the side of hope, not expectation, because I think expectation is going to set us up to be incredibly disappointed. If you're running around your office and you're knocking on the cubicle next to you and talking about Giannis, I just think you're having A, an unrealistic conversation, and B, you're setting yourself up to be real mad at the Golden State Warriors. Bobby brought up something that we hadn't even brought up when we're talking about all of the reasons why I don't even think this makes sense for Giannis. He brought up another one, which is, I think, a very, very real deal, which is he's like, if Giannis wants to move, you got to move to another Eastern Conference team. If almost every team in the West thinks that they can compete for a deep playoff run next year, if everybody thinks that, why would Giannis look at the Milwaukee Bucks? Jason Tatum now hurt. The 4-seed Indiana Pacers are in the finals, and Giannis is going to say, get me to the West? That's nuts. That's nuts. So this is what, just me, you look at it how you want, and we can sit here and hope for huge players like Giannis as well. But if I were to counsel a Warrior fan, yo, I would let go of this Giannis talk right here, right now, because it doesn't make any sense. Not for them, not for him. I don't know why he would want to do it. And the only reason any of us think he would want to do it is because Steph Curry is so magical in our eyes. And I get it.
Pretty magical.
He's so magical in our eyes that we just are completely blinded to the idea that someone wouldn't want to join him, even if it's only for 5 months or something like that. We can't see that. But I'm forcing myself to see that. It just doesn't make any sense. So, I don't know, man. You know, when he says what he said about Jonathan Kuminga, it does put a little bit of a different spin on the way you look at the offseason. I like the kid. I want them to find a way to work it out. But if that's all that happens this offseason, I don't know how a Warrior fan doesn't sort of feel, I guess, FOMO. Or yeah, disappointed.
Yeah. I was saying that,
The words that you used.
Right. And you could be disappointed. And even if you're a big Kuminga fan, and I'm a Kuminga fan, I wouldn't say I'm a big Kuminga fan. There are people out there who are much bigger Kuminga fans. But if you come back with Kuminga and you realize, okay, now they have an offseason to work and you can see how good he's going to be between that decision, which would be around July 1st, I think, and then free agency and trade start flying, bing, 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 and the draft happens and all these teams get their new shiny toys and, you know, KD's on the move and Porzingis is out of Boston and maybe Zion gets dealt from New Orleans and all these other players are flying around the country and you're sitting here with the same old group and then you realize that, you know, GP2 signs for Portland 2 years and $8 million and he's gone and Kevon signs with Charlotte 3 years and $9.5 million, and he's gone, and you're like, man, we got nothing. We got nothing.
No, they're not going to do nothing. Come on to the Warriors. They're not going to do nothing.
Bobby did mention that they have one of their lower exceptions. I'm not up on all the mid-level, the taxpayer, the, you know, all the different exceptions that teams have, but, you know, they're probably not going to do a lot, and that's the realization that I'm coming to as well.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Quick aside, since I just mentioned the Valkyries,
yep.
I thought this was one of the cutest things that I'd seen, and everybody thinks their own kids are cute, but your daughter says cute stuff all the time. My 11-year-old came to me yesterday doing the show last night, and I told him, I said, hey, the Valkyries are on. Go turn on KPIX Plus while I'm doing the show. You can watch the Valkyries game. He watched the Valkyries, and they're up at half. They're playing really well against Minnesota. Minnesota hadn't lost a game yet all year. And then Minnesota comes out in the second half and does what really good teams do. And they're like, all right, a little adjustment. We're going to tighten that screw over there. Boom, we're going to fly right by the Valkyries. Comes to me, he's like, Dad, what the hell is up with the Valkyries schedule? Who set this thing? Why are they playing only the good teams? And he's like, yeah, New York twice followed by Minnesota. This is unfair. So he would like to talk to the WNBA schedule makers. Apparently, this is a little hot coming out of the gate for the first six games of the Valkyries' career.
That is pretty awesome.
It's a little hot.
It's pretty awesome that he's that dialed in.
We're going to need a cupcake on the schedule. Let's mix it in, okay?
Yeah, and I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I would imagine that there's some cake coming. I was reading The Athletic earlier, and one of the reporters has him power ranked as number 8 out of 13 right now.
Okay.
That's pretty darn good for an expansion team.
They're not the worst team.
No.
At all. At all. And, man, they've got a super fan. I don't know if you noticed this. This Brandon Pajemski in the first row thing is not just for one game. It's for all the games.
All the games.
All the games. Pods is just there, sunglasses, first row, every game, ready to ride. Super fan.
That's pretty awesome.
All the Valkyries games. So, anyway, I was just looking at the kid. I'm like, how do you even know that Minnesota is really good? Like, dude, I need to give you less screen time. What the hell's going on inside that brain?
You mentioned it last week.
Good
he
God.
Will watch anything and everything.
Dude, he comes to me in the morning and it's like, let's lay it out.
What do we got today?
What is there NHL? What's happening tonight? I'm like, kid, here's a ball. Go outside. What is happening right now? Anyway, 888-957-9570 is the number. By no stretch, and I wonder if it sounds like this, I'm not throwing a wet blanket on the Warriors offseason. They're the Warriors. They'll be aggressive. I, Mike Dunleavy, I think he does a really good job. This has all made sense to me each year so far in his tenure as the GM. They're going to do something. They're going to make moves. But for me, the way I'll look at it is to kind of take my eyes off of this, these sort of ultimate prize things that we're all talking about right now. I don't see that as the thing. I don't see Giannis as the thing. I don't see Kevin Durant as the thing. And after listening to Bobby, what I see as the thing is we don't even know who could be the thing until we know what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga. Nothing really moves forward or backward until they decide what their options are and what they want to do with Jonathan Kuminga. Nothing until then.
No, and until they make that decision, and I'm sure Mike Dunleavy's already making phone calls to try to determine what team's interest is in Jonathan Kuminga and before they go out there and sign in. And I wonder if those conversations also don't, encapsulate, like, how much would you want to pay Kuminga if we traded him to you? If we did a sign and trade for Kuminga at 30, would that be something that you'd like, or do we need to have that thing, at about 20? I wonder if you can get that specific about those conversations.
They
because,
would have to.
Yeah, if it's a sign and trade.
Yeah, they would have to. They would have to involve Jonathan and his agent and all of that as well.
Well, even before that, they'd have to involve Mike Dunleavy and the other GM to get a sense of what would you be comfortable paying him in this sign and trade scenario, because the Warriors would love to do a $50 million a year sign and trade.
And nobody thinks that anybody wants to pay Jonathan $30 million a year.
No. And I was looking at the rookie extensions that were signed by the players in his draft class. And Moses Moody was one of them. 3 years and 39. There were some monsters like Scotty Barnes, Evan Mobley. Fine. Those are phenomenal players. Yeah. Cade Cunningham. He also got the max. Jalen Green, 3 years, $106 million.
Okay.
Which is about 35 and change.
Okay, 35.
The one that hit me was Corey Kispert, Washington Wizards, 4 years, $54 million. Okay. Kispert is averaging about 11 and change a game.
That's 13 a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was when he was rookie eligible, which, Kuminga wanted a lot more last offseason, didn't get it, and that's why we are where we are. But with only one team with a lot of money, a depressed market, and a lot of teams in gridlock, I'm not saying he's going to get $13 million a year, but it feels more and more like 20 would be, like, if the Warriors are going to keep him, I would not be stunned if it was like a 3-year, $50 million deal.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, I would not be stunned at all if he got the Klay Thompson contract. I would not be stunned.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And at all.
Yeah.
If that's what he got. And I think that that's what that was, wasn't it? It's about 3 and 50.
It's exactly what it was.
Yeah. That would not stun me at all. And that may end up being the option, you know, because I don't know who else is out there that's going to, I mean, you know, look, Bobby said, sure, there'll be teams interested, but again, yeah, that's based on what the number is. So the Warriors, look, you can blame them for it, and that's fine. I think that you're ignoring some circumstances when you do that. But the bottom line is this. They have woven themselves a tough little spot in the corner of the room. So you have a player who's a restricted free agent. You didn't play him. So you've kind of got, whether it's anyone's fault or not, what's been created is a little bit of a chasm there. There's a little bit of a disconnect between these two sides, the player and the team, right? Or maybe even three sides, as Anthony Slater put it out, the player, the team, and then ownership. So you've got all of that. However, you have a limited amount of interest from the rest of the league. And now you know that even if you do have that interest from the rest of the league, what you can take back on that new deal is only half as much, and you're desperately trying to get better with an aging core. What's the answer there? I mean, there's not a great answer. And if you can get him to sign a 3-year deal that doesn't break the bank, that may end up being the right thing to do, because A, you could keep him and see if you can figure out a better way for him to fit in, or B, he then becomes probably a pretty tradable contract at the deadline later this year.
Yeah, attractive to another team. If it's, you know, 3 and 50, a team might think this is a good young player, yeah, and you won't have to attach as many assets with him in order to make it work. Just looking at some of the numbers for next year, they're about $18 million away from entering the tax, the luxury tax. Now, having Kuminga's bird rights, you can go over the cap because he's your own player, but you start getting up into the aprons, and I won't bore everyone with the rules, but you start to lose your ability to do certain things when you get into those aprons. Like, you can't accept more money in a sign-and-trade, and you can't aggregate salaries in a trade, and when you get up to a certain level, there are things that you are hamstrung from doing, preventive from doing, based on how much your salaries are.
888-957-9570. If Kuminga is the big move this offseason by the Warriors, how does that make you feel?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.